comes Pure Demoniac Blessing. These titles were, I mean, when we recorded these songs, they just had, you know, some short words for titles just to separate them from each other when we were talking about them and rehearsing them. They didn't really have like real titles. And when I start doing the vocals on top of this stuff in 1994, because I had like the Necrohell studio close by, I just made new song titles or song titles that should have been when we were doing whatever. It's not really that interesting. Just so you know. I mean, all these voices I did, I just always enjoyed making voices singing. I enjoy that a lot, and but what led to this sort of orchestra of voices is really theatrical, and I think some of it really works well, and some other parts is just like, when I'm listening to it now, I go like, you know, like when Peter Griffin hurts his knee or something. So this tape, we never stopped listening to it. We spread it maybe to a couple of geezers in the underground, like Carmichael from Renoir Virus, and people that are really, really into dark death metal can get a lot out of this Goat Lord. And of course, yeah, why did we call it Goat Lord? It was to honor the band from Las Vegas called Goat Lord. I'm really always keen on like making name droppings and stuff like that. Like the Total Death album would be a nod to the first Creator album and so on. The two first songs here are rather much, you know, hit and miss. We were all of us really enthusiastic about all this material. Yeah. Easy there, college boy. The next two songs are some of my favorites.